You're listening to an Anna's Owl Ministries podcast.
Have you ever wondered about what it means to be your truest self under an oppressive government or in a land where the leaders talk slander about others or persecute others wrongly? This is Be Living Water, a show that seeks to find a way to imitate Christ where we benefit all and are in conflict with none in our modern context. We may not come away with any solid answers each episode, but the hope is to honestly engage with the world we live in and to struggle to be our best selves in that world. I am Joshua Knoll, and I am a Taoist Christian who seeks to be true to himself and true to Christ to the best of my abilities. I may not always be the smartest in the room, but I am committed to be honest about who I am and to look to both Christian and Taoist traditions for wisdom from sages, pastors, and theologians smarter than myself who have already been wrestling with similar questions for thousands of years now. Today, this is an episode that's been a long time coming. You know, I introduced the name change, told you guys some of what we're going to be doing differently, and then I feel like I kind of just disappeared. I've been wanting to talk about Daniel, the book of Daniel from the Bible, and the novel and play Les Miserables from Victor Hugo. It's been challenging, though, because I don't want to seem like we're just doing this as a reaction to some terrible thing that Donald Trump did or something that happened here in America. You know, I live in the United States. But at the same time, part of why I want to talk about these things is because I think they're relevant in the world we live in because of terrible men like Donald Trump, Pete Hegseth, J.D. Vance, etc. And of course, I know other problems are happening across the world. This is just the context that I live in. Something terrible seems to happen every week. There's not a good time to release this. That's not going to be like, oh, he's reacting to this thing that happened. I don't want this to be a reactive podcast, but I want it to be a relevant podcast, something that's useful to the world we live in now. I also don't want to record or say something out of hatred. I believe anger is good. In fact, anger is what we probably should feel when some of the stuff that's happening is happening, where ICE agents are killing people, innocent people, where people are being shipped to other countries for seemingly no reason, where people are being imprisoned for no reason, where the military are just in cities just because the president doesn't like that city or, you know, whatever. That's the world we live in. It's hard not to seem reactive to that. I feel like I should be angry about those things. The loving thing to do is to be angry that this is happening to other people, to be angry that someone made in the image of God, Donald Trump, is behaving in a way that I think is so untrue to what he was made to be. He was made to be loving human just like the rest of us. But instead, he's become a man who mostly acts what I would say out of sin, out of hate, out of anger, fear, lust, ambition. All of those things in Galatians 6 that it lists are not going to enter the kingdom of heaven, that aren't of God. That's what I typically see of him. And I believe that that's not who he was made to be. I think he was meant to be created, like all of us, for love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, self-control, kindness. That's not what we've seen. It's not what we've seen from people like Pete Hegseth. In another podcast I did recently, so I did Pete Hegseth on the slide instead of J.D. Vance. We were talking about Uncle Iroh from Avatar The Last Airbender. And one of the things that kills me about Iroh is Iroh was part of the Fire Nation, who were these guys kind of like a lot of MAGA people who were angry and wanted to just show their power and to keep getting honor by conquering other people and belittling others. And I was asked because I was like, yeah, it kind of haunts me because I realized that that's what these people are now, or Fire Nation, and any of them could change just like Iroh changed. And one of my co-hosts, TJ Blackwell, was like, so you're haunted by Uncle Iroh Pete Hegseth. It was kind of saying it as a joke, but a little bit I am. Because anyone could change. So I don't want to record out of hatred for any human, as I believe any of them could become an Uncle Iroh, could become a follower of Jesus in the true sense, not in this Christian nationalist kind of way that they've been perpetuating, but in the sense that they're imitating Christ, which is what I try to do. So I don't want to record out of hatred, but I do want to be angry about things we should be angry about. I'm angry that they're not living up to their potential of love, joy, and peace. I'm angry that innocent people are being harmed because of the actions of men like them. So there was never a good time to record this. I've been stalling because I just don't want to record from hate. I think I'm in a better place now, and I'm still going to be angry about things I should be angry about. still want to speak out and say, hey, you should not be supporting a man who is doing the actions, are doing the actions that people like Donald Trump, Pete Hegseth, J.D. Vance have been doing, who are seeing the things about other humans that these people have been seeing. We shouldn't support people like that. But I also don't want to hate them. Don't want to give them that power over me. And I don't want to be a person of hate. I want to be a person of love. You know, the show is called Be Living Water because Christ was living water. I want to imitate Christ. I want to be giving life to others. The image on the screen right now is an icon of Jesus Christ. And it's like the icon of the Jesus that gives life. Like, there's kind of the meaning behind this particular image along with water. Because, you know, show, Be Living Water. Jesus was living water. He was life-giving to those around him. And Taoist philosophy says, be water. Water benefits all and is in conflict with none. The thing that I find difficult, though, is what if I live in a world that seems to be going downstream? You know, I can't fight the current, and the current is this hate, this anger, this polarization that's happening in America. I'm sure it's happening in other places, but that's where I'm at. I'm like, being water, I don't want to conform to that. But how do I benefit these people who are acting in such outrageous ways, are harming their fellow man? How can I be a benefit to them? Not showing hatred to them, being angry about their actions, but I still want to benefit them. Because I think that's what Christ would have me do. I think that's what it means to be water, especially to be living water. I don't really have any good answers on that. It's a challenge for me. I think going through Daniel and Les Miserables is going to help me and hopefully help others. Let me go over a little bit why I think that is. In the novel, Les Miserables by Victor Hugo, there's plenty of other formats you can get this story in. I think oftentimes, both in this and in the Book of Daniel, we think of this as like the fight the man, the anti-government, anti-establishment kind of books. That's not what they're about. They're actually about the people who are experiencing this, these things. I'll elaborate a little bit. So in Les Miserables, I think what we see a priest who gives grace. We see a man of the law who is trying to bring the law down on someone. And we see the main character experience what it means to be the one who receives grace and the one who has the law come down on him. I don't think the book is about, we need to fight the law. Instead, what I think it's showing is not only is it better to receive grace than have the law to come down on you, but I think it also is going to show us from some of the secondary characters we're going to talk a little bit more. It also shows that it's better to be the one who gives grace rather than the one who's bringing the law down on someone. Now, we need police officers. We need people who promote the law. I love legal studies. You know, I hope to continue in my study of the law. I'm not against law. What I'm saying is, I think the Book of Les Miserables is trying to teach us that it's better to give grace than to bring the law down on someone. Not only for the person, but also for those of us who are the ones who are giving of grace or giving or having, you know what I'm trying to say. I think it's better for our souls. Law is still necessary. But I think if we can find a way to give grace without doing away with the law, we'll find it's healthier for all of us. And it makes it easier for us to be our truest self. The Book of Daniel, a little bit different here. As we discuss the Book of Daniel, it's a little bit more difficult. You know, for a long time, I did read it as if it was, Babylon's the bad guys, and one day Israel will get free. The book's not written to Babylon. It's written to those who are under Babylon, under persecution, who are experiencing these things. What we see, one of my favorite things in Daniel, we'll talk about soon, near the end of Daniel 1, the people, Daniel and his three friends, are given new names, Babylonian names. Their names are changed. They're taken out of their land. Chapter 2 through 6 are in Aramaic. The book goes from Hebrew to Aramaic to show you even the language changes. Everything is completely changed because they're under this oppression. And the book isn't, how do we defeat oppression? Think about the stories you know from the Book of Daniel. Most likely you're familiar with Daniel and the Lion's Den. It doesn't end with Daniel conquering the government and Israel being free. It ends with Daniel finding a way to be his truest self, to be a Jew amongst Jews, right? To be a true believer in God in a land where that's not that popular of a thing to be, right? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they go into the furnace, and then there was a fourth man amongst them. They get released. Israel doesn't go free. They don't conquer. It's just about them being true to who they are in this land. Even when we go through the prophecies later on in the end of Daniel, the book is ultimately saying, my opinion, every king, every government eventually will fall, except for God's kingdom, which isn't the land of Israel, but rather, I think, that's love, gentleness, self-control, these things that are of God, these virtues, these values, not necessarily a land or some empire that's going to ultimately win out. So when we look at the book of Daniel, we're not looking at how we can fight the government and how, yeah, this is oppressive government, how to win. No, it's about how do we be true Christians, or in this story, true Jews, true Hebrews, in a land that tries to oppress you from that, keep you from that. Now, I don't think in America we're being kept from being real Christians. I think I believe what I want. They don't want for the most part. Now, I do think the government has overstepped its bounds and trying to prohibit churches that want to help immigrants, even illegal immigrants, because there's a place for law and there's a place for grace, and the church is a place for grace. There needs to be a separation there, in my opinion. I don't think that's law. I don't think it's necessary, but I think it's good to have that separation so that people can be shown grace and we can show others grace, even when maybe they've broken the law. We need to be able to show love, to show mercy. So I think in these stories, what we'll learn is it's better to give grace than have the law down, to bring the law down on someone. And when we're thinking about immigrants or those persecuted in our country, we want to show grace. We don't want to bring the law down on people, because it's not only is it better for them to receive grace than to have the law come down on them, but it's also better for us, I think, is what we'll see as we read Les Miserables. As we read the book of Daniel, what I think we'll see is all kingdoms eventually fall. America eventually will fall. MAGA is definitely going to come to an end one day. Wherever you are, government's end. So what happens? We have to find a way, whether we're in persecution. I don't think anyone's to the extent of like Daniel and where their names are being changed. If you're listening to this podcast, you're probably not anyway. Especially not in America. You're definitely not just having your name changed for no reason. Not under the law anyway. But even without the level of persecution, even without the other stuff, we do still get to contemplate what does it mean to be true to my beliefs, true to God, and the world I live in. It's different from Daniel's world, but I think seeing how they did it is going to help us learn how to be better about it now. And then seeing how the prophecies of Daniel reveal how all of our kingdoms will fall, what is it that is ultimate? What is it that will last longer than any of the kingdoms of men? That's the thing that we need to be striving for. And I think Daniel is going to remind us that which is ultimate is not of this earth. It's not Donald Trump. It's not whoever's running against Donald Trump. It's not the Democrats, the Republicans. It's not America. It's not China. It's not Russia. It's not Ukraine. It's not Israel. It's not Palestine. There's something greater than all of this. And I think the book of Daniel does a really good job of reminding us of that. And I think times like now, we need to be reminded. There's nothing more than this. So as we go through these books, you know, I'm not going to do it in particular order. It's not like I'm doing one chapter of Les Miserables and then one chapter of Daniel, because there'll be way more Les Miserables. I don't have an order and plan. I don't have a plan for this. I'm going to see where the Spirit leads, if you will. But I think it's important that we wrestle with these books, that we struggle with these themes of persecution, of being true to your faith and your God, being true to yourself, giving grace, receiving grace. What are the limits of the law? I think these are all important things for us to think about and wrestle with in our modern context. And even outside of Vermont, these are always relevant themes, always important to consider. But for me right now, I think these books are what I need. So that's what I'm going to be discussing as the show continues further. This won't be the only episode of the year, hopefully. I don't have a plan, but I'm hoping this won't be the only episode of the year like, you know, I did last year. Sorry, guys. That's the plan, is to go over these two books. I'm hoping to do Daniel next, but I'm not really sure. I'm going to see, again, where the Spirit leads. Where the Tao takes me, however you want to word that one. So I hope this is helpful for you all. I'm sure that reading these is going to be helpful to me. So if you guys just want to see my own journey and just watch how I wrestle with these themes, that's fine too. As always, you know, we do give three takeaway questions, not actions, but questions in this podcast for all of us, including myself, to think a little deeper on. So our three today, number one, how can we be our truest selves whilst others are wrongly persecuted? So here in America, I see ICE is killing innocent people. Some people are being imprisoned wrongly. I'm sure similar things are happening in other countries. How can I be my truest self knowing that that's happening? How can I not be taken over by hatred, taken over by all these negative feelings, or, you know, like Also, what does it mean to be my truest self? Is my truest self someone who goes out there and fights for them, gives my life fighting the police? Is my truest self someone who sits back and says nothing while it happens? I don't think either of those are right. What does it mean to be my truest self while I know others are being wrongly persecuted around me? How can we be water? You know, water, as the Taoist philosophy says, we're going to benefit all in conflict with none. How can we be water in a way that benefits our enemies? Whether it's Donald Trump, Pete Hegseth, the Democrats, whoever, the Russians, the Israel government, Palestinians, Hamas. How can we be water in a way that benefits our enemies? Third takeaway, how can we live out grace in such a time of polarization? You talked about Les Miserables saying that we're going to be giving of grace. How can we do that personally? In what ways? Do I know someone that maybe I can take in and help in this time that who maybe they're scared to be out? Are there friends of mine? There are, who are afraid of the government coming down on them because they're transsexual. How can I stand up for them? How can I show them that I'm there with them, that I care for them? How can we live out grace in times of such polarization? Something new I want to try, a meditation. I want us all to take time to meditate on this. So if you will, read Daniel chapter 1 on your own time. I prefer the New American Standard Bible. Christian Standard Bible is also good. I would rather people avoid the ESV. King James is good. NIV, I avoid that one too. So my recommendations are NLT, CSB, NASB, or King James. I actually really like King James. I think it's beautifully well written. Read Daniel chapter 1, and then consider what it would mean to be your truest self in a world where an oppressive leader has changed your name to benefit his culture and his beliefs. Their names were changed to fit the Babylonian culture and their gods and, you know, their beliefs and stuff rather than the Jewish gods and Jewish names. So again, your meditation practice this week, if you will. Humor me. Read Daniel chapter 1 and consider what it would mean to be your truest self in a world where an oppressive leader has changed your name to better fit his own culture and beliefs. Now, it's been a while since we've done this. I hope it's been beneficial to you all. I know this is a little bit of a shorter one. I do hope to get back to this a little bit more soon. I'm excited to get into Daniel, to get into Les Miserables. I think these are powerful books who've moved many people and have caused spiritual awakenings for many. And we'll continue to do so. And I think there's a reason for that. So I think it's something that we need in our time. I hope you'll humor me and go through these books with me. So rather than giving you any clear answers, I hope this conversation has helped you struggle with and ponder how to be true to yourself and Christ as it has me. Remember, we are to be water, beneficial to all and in conflict with none. We are called to be Christ, loving everyone, and ready to lay down our own lives for others. Thank you for joining me in my struggles to love myself, to love others, and to love God better. And finally, I hope this has encouraged you to be living water.
This was an Anna Zao Ministries podcast. If you'd like to check out other shows like this, be sure to subscribe to the network.